外昆塔之音服务员与聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好，今天是2018年8月11日星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and all over.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，还有全世界各地的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
So I will chant Jaya Radha Madhava and then we'll have the class.
那么我先来唱诵一下 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后我们就开始上课吧。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RajanaYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chori Yamuna Tira Vana Chori Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana RajanaYasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Yamuna Tira Vana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha MadhavaKunja Bihari Nita Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, so we are continuing our reading about the history of the life of Ajamil.
所以我们今天继续来学习和阅读关于阿加米勒的一生。
And this is the sixth canto, chapter 1, and today we're on verse 47.
那么今天我们是一起来学习博加瓦坛的第六篇第一章的第47诗节。
And in these series of verses that we have been reading, these verses are being spoken by the Yamadutas and they're speaking to the Vishnu. Stress or a mixture of both gives evidence concerning the religiousand irreligious activities of one's past and future lives.
译文，正如现在的春季可以表明过去的春季和未来的春季的性质，这一生的快乐、痛苦或苦乐参半的情况，就表明了一个人前世和来生从事过或将会从事的宗教与非宗教的活动。I will continue with the purport.
Yes, please.
Okay.要指我们的过去和未来并不难了解，因为时间也受到物质自然三重属性的污染。春季一旦来临，各种通常在这个季节中展示的水果和鲜花便自动展现，因此我们得出结论，去年的春季由同样的水果和鲜花点缀，明年的春季也将如此。我们在时间的长河中重复生死，根据物质自然属性的影响接受各种不同种类、不同类型的躯体，受到各种情况的制约。End of purport.
Wow, you read it faster than I can read it. Yes. Agnanatamirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Kapaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhuva Eva Cha, Patita Nam Pavanevyo, Vaishnavevyo, Namo Namah. So, the Yamadutas are continuing to speak here.
所以 Yamaduta 在这个世界当中继续回答道。
And now they're talking about how the conditioned souls, especially the conditioned humans, are transmigrating from one body to the next.
所以在这个世界当中，他们就特别的谈论到了受物质条件制约的灵魂，特别是受物质条件制约的人类是怎么样从一个身体 迁徙到了另一个身体当中的。
Now, previously they explained that the soul is contaminated. The souls in the material world are contaminated by the three modes of material nature.
在这世界之前，他们已经说到了灵魂在这个物质世界是受到了这些物质条件制约和这种污染的。
Of course, this so-called contamination is it's superficial.
当然，就是这种所谓的污染，我们用这个词来形容这样的一个状况的话呢，实际上这种表达是有点肤浅的。
The living being itself is pure awareness.
因为这种存在的生物体 它的本身是纯粹的知觉。
Yeah, the nature of the living being or the unit of consciousness is pure.
生物体的本质或者叫做知觉单位的这种本质的话呢，它就是纯粹的知觉。
It's not shit. Ananda.
它是 Sat, Chit, Ananda.
So consciousness is eternal.
所以知觉意识是永恒存在的。
It's conscious or alive.
它是有觉知的，也就是说它是有生命的。
And it's by nature happy and joyful, complete.
并且它的天性就是快乐的，完整的。So
we call that pure awareness.
因此我们将此称为纯粹的知觉。Now
when the awareness becomes aware of an object.
而当这个知觉能够去觉察到一个物体的时候。Now
that's called consciousness.
这个时候就被称为叫做知觉了。So
I'm aware. That's my nature.
所以说我能够去觉察到，我能觉知到，这个是我的天性，我的本质。
When my awareness becomes aware of you, that's I become conscious of you.
所以说当我的知觉能够觉察到你的存在的时候，那么这个时候就是我是一个有觉知的生命体。
So consciousness is awareness is always there.
所以说觉知的能力，这种觉察的话呢，觉知是一直在那儿的。
But the awareness may be conscious of something or not.
而这种觉知力是有可能能觉知到某个物体，或者是不能的。
And so the awareness, the life of the living being is pure, like a diamond or like a light, a white light.
也因此的话呢，知觉或者是生物体的这种生命的话呢，实际上就像钻石一样，或者是像白色的光芒一样。
But if that white light, that pure awareness, shines through, a crystal,
shines through,
like if you put a crystal up to the light of the sun, you know, that's coming through the window.
Mm-hmm.
The light goes through the crystal, then it comes out so many different colors.
Oh, got it. 而如果我们就是把这个纯粹知觉的把它比喻作像是一个水晶一样的，那么当我们把水晶放在这个光线光芒之下的时候，那么光就穿过了这个水晶，然后由此的话呢，就制造出了许多各种各样的颜色。
Yeah, so that pure light can't be contaminated, but it becomes reflected, you know, through a crystal as so many different colors.
也因此纯粹的光芒的话呢，是可以就是可能会被污染，但是的话呢，它是就是像这个被反射到这个水晶之上，然后穿过这个通过这个水晶就展示出来了很多各种各样的颜色。
Yeah, so the living entity's pure consciousness becomes contaminated by the modes of material nature, or covered when it contacts the material world.
也因此当生物体的知觉接触到这个物质世界的时候，就由此他们的知觉就会被这个物质自然的三重属性给污染，给覆盖掉。
And so the pure consciousness is always joyful, always peaceful.
纯粹的知觉本身是永远感到快乐，永远感到平和的。
The pure consciousness of the soul never feels incomplete or separate from the Lord.
灵魂的纯粹的知觉是永远不会感到不完整，永远不会感到跟主是相分离的。
But the Yamadutas describe that this pure consciousness, when it becomes contaminated by the three modes of material nature, it will appear as three different colors.
Three different colors.
Yeah.
Okay. 而阎罗王Yamaduta 在这里就说到，灵魂的纯粹知觉如果就是受到了物质自然三重属性的影响，那么受到它的污染也就会展示出来三种不同的颜色。
And so we can observe the consciousness of the living being in the material world, and we can see which mode of nature is prominent.
因此我们可以去观察物质世界当中受条件制约的灵魂他们的知觉状态，从而得以判断他们最主要的是处于哪一种物质属性之下。
So, if the pure consciousness of the living being is influenced by the mode of goodness, he will be peaceful.
因此如果灵魂的纯粹的知觉受到了善良属性的影响，那么他就会感到平和。
If he's influenced by the mode of passion, he will feel incomplete and restless. What's next?
而如果他是受到了这个激情属性的影响的话，那么他就会感到不完整，感到这种坐立焦躁不安的感觉。接下来会发生什么呢？
And if one is influenced by the mode of ignorance, then one will appear foolish and silly.
而如果是受到这个愚昧属性的影响，那么这个纯粹知觉就会看上去是有点愚蠢，就是很傻的那种样子。
And then the Yamadutas explain that we can understand a person's next life by how they're influenced by the modes in this life.
然后 Yamaduta 就继续解释到，我们可以去看到推断出一个人来世会是一种什么样的状态，就可以基于今生他是怎样受到物质自然三重属性的影响。
So in these verses, the Yamadutas are describing the transmigration of the living being.
因此在这个诗节中，Yamaduta 就描述了人类他的这个灵魂是怎样就是迁徙的。
Of course, this transmigration is going on regardless of one believes in it or not.
当然就是这种灵魂的迁徙从一个躯体转移到另一个躯体的话呢，它是无论个体相信与否，它都是会发生的。
Of course, so many the atheistic type of person, they don't even believe in a soul. They think that consciousness is just a chemical reaction in the brain.
当然这个非无神论者的话呢，甚至都不相信就是有灵魂的存在，这个知觉的存在。他们认为知觉的产生是由于大脑当中某一个化学物质的作用。
And then, of course, there are certain people, certain religions that believe in the soul, but they don't believe in transmigration of the soul.
当然也还有一些宗教的话，他们是相信有灵魂的存在，但是他们却并不认为有灵魂的这个迁徙的过程。
Like the Christians or the Muslims.
比如说像基督教徒或者是穆斯林等。
Although, if you read the Christian Bible or the Muslim, Quran, there are some references to transmigration, but they don't focus on those. They just basically sort of ignore that part.
当然，如果我们去阅读这个基督教的圣经或者是穆斯林的可兰经的话呢，就会看到其中还是有一些关于这个灵魂的迁徙的这个内容的，但是他们都并不是专注于此，而相反的话呢，是有点忽略这一部分的内容。
Of course, there's a good reason for that.
当然，这其中是有一个很好的理由的。
Before 300 years after Christianity began, it actually became an organized religion.
在基督教就是出现300年之后，然后它就已经成长为了一个这种有组织、有结构的一个宗教。
And so there wasn't one organized, you could say, belief system. There was not one organized belief system of Christianity.
There was, uh-huh.
There was not. There was.
There wasn't. You mean before the 300 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.然后在这个基督教就是当时在它已经出现这个有组织有架构的这样一个宗教之前的话呢，实际上当时的世界是没有这个基督教的这种有架构的一种宗教信仰的存在的。
Yeah, so there were different theories that different people were following.
也因此的话呢，有不同的理论的存在，于是就不同的人群的话呢，就追随听从这些理论。
But there was a King Constantine. He was a Roman emperor.
A king of what?
King Constantine. He was the emperor of the Roman Empire.
然后当时的话呢，有这个罗马帝国的一个国王。
So he wanted to use Christianity to control the people in the empire.
然后这个罗马帝国的国王就想利用这个基督教来控制他的领土上的人民。
And so he brought all the different Christian groups together and he said, you have to come up with one doctrine, that everyone has to follow and believe in.
然后他当时就召集了所有的这个基督教的这种团体，然后召集他们走到一起来开会，然后就说你们必须要有要得出最终的一个统一的教条，然后可以使得所有人每一个人都去遵循的一个教条。
Yeah, so basically they focused in on one particular belief.
因此的话他们就只是专注于某一条具体的一个信念。
That God came as his son.
神以他的儿子的身份显现在这个世界上。
And the son died for everyone's sins.
而这个儿子就是为了所有人的这种罪而死掉，而死亡了。
And there's no other way to God except through his son.
There is no other way, what?
There's no other way to to go to heaven or go to God except through Jesus.
Oh, oh. 而除非是通过耶稣基督，就是神的儿子、上帝的儿子的方式来去往天国，去往神、上帝的领土，否则的话是没有其他任何一种方式可以做到这一点的。
So, and any teaching about reincarnation is prohibited.
哦，任何一门关于这个灵魂投胎转世的教导都是被禁止的。
Yeah, if anyone mentioned any doctrine about reincarnation or transmigration of the soul, that person was put to death.
如果任何一个人或提出这样一种说法或者是一种教条，认为有灵魂的投胎转世的话，那么这个人就会被判死刑。
Yeah, so this, you know, this control existed in Europe and all over, you know, Eastern and Western Europe for thousands of years, really for 2,000 years.
Oh, 2,000 years. 而这样一种掌控，这样一种控制的话呢，存在于西欧和东欧，也就大概有2000多年的历史。
Or let's say for 1,500 years.
比如说应该是1,500 年的历史了。
Now, why is that?Why cut out all the teachings about reincarnation?
那么为什么会这样？为什么当时他们决定就是要把这个关于灵魂投胎转世的这些知识、这些内容拿来给完全砍掉呢？
Because if you believe in reincarnation,
因为如果你要是相信有灵魂的转世的话，
then you may be a Christian in one life, but you know something else in another life.
那么就有可能你在这一生是一个基督教徒，但是来世就不见得了。
And that would minimize the premise, you know, of the whole teaching that there's only one way to God and that's through Jesus.
哦，而这个的话呢，就是会减弱他们当时基督教的这样一门教导，就是减弱它的威力，这种力量，就是认为你就只能够通过耶稣基督才能够回归神的国土的这门教导。
Right, we're all born into sin.
是不是我们都是出生于罪恶之中
？And the only way you can absolve your sin is to believe in Jesus.
而唯一能够溶解你的所有罪恶的方式就是去相信耶稣基督。
And if you don't do that, you're going to hell. You're going to burn in hell for eternity.
而如果你不这样做的话，那你就会永世永恒的在地狱当中受苦。
Because God is jealous.
Because God is jealous.
Yeah, and if you don't do what he wants, you only have one chance to do what he wants. And if you don't do what he wants, then you'll be punished for eternity.
因为上帝是充满了嫉妒心的，上帝是很是嫉妒的，因为你只有这一次机会来回归他，来遵循他的教导，然后否则的话，你就会永世的遭受惩罚。
Of course, you know, from our point of view, this is.Not very logical.
当然从我们的观点我们的这个角度来看的话呢这个实际上是不太有逻辑的。
How can God be so mean and only give you one chance to make up for your mistake?
为什么上帝会如此的这种就说是太怎么说呢太小心眼了就只给你一次机会你要是一次就抓不住的话那我就完全不管你了或者是要甚至要惩罚你永远的惩罚你。
So anyway, basically, the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims, they pretty much, you know, believe like that. They only believe in one life and you only have one chance to get it right.
就是基本上的话呢，像穆斯林，然后基督教徒，然后以及就是这个犹太教徒的话，他们就只是相信人有一世的生命，也只是相信一个人只有一次的机会。
And then you have, you know, so many people who are atheistic that just believe that consciousness is not eternal, that it's just a manifestation of the brain.
然后当然的话呢，还有另外很多的这些无神论者，他们认为就是知觉并不是永恒的，它只是大脑当中某个化学成分的显现而已。
Of course, that is just as much a belief as the Christians who believe in only one life.
You mean that's sort of the same?
Yeah, because there's no scientific proof that consciousness comes from the brain. It's never been demonstrated. It's a fanatical belief, really.
就是实际上的话，像这些无神论者的这种，他们认为知觉就只是存在这一世，那么因为人体要是死了的话，那么知觉也会随之消亡，那么像他们这种想法的话呢，并没有得到任何的这种科学上的验证，就是所以说它也是一种很狂热的一种信仰，所以跟这个穆斯林基督教徒他们所认为的这个你只有这一辈子就只有这一次机会，实际上本质上是差不多的。
Now, of course, there are many people who do believe in the soul, and they do believe in reincarnation, but their understanding is just very weak and sentimental.
当然还有许多人，他们是相信有灵魂的存在，也相信有轮回的存在，但是他们的信仰的话呢，却实际上是有点脆弱，甚至是有点这种感情用事。
Both my mother and father were sort of like that.
比如说像我的父母的话呢，就有点这种类型。
Basically, they were what's called agnostic. They weren't atheistic.
So they say.
Yeah, they said, I don't know if there's God or not. I'll let you know when I die.
I got it. I know what that word means. 所以基本上我的父母的话呢，就有点像是那种无知，就叫做不可知论者，就是觉得我并不是确定一定有神或者是轮回的存在。不过的话呢，在我死的时候，我肯定就知道了。
But my mother used to say, you know, I do believe in reincarnation because my father did, but I don't know why I believe that, but I believe it anyway.
然后我的妈妈就曾经说过，我倒确实相信有轮回，这个灵魂的轮回，转世的存在。当然我都不知道为什么我会相信它，但是我觉得就是有这么一回事儿。
And so she used to say to me, if there is a next life, I hope I become a dolphin.
所以说他曾经就对我说过，就说如果确实要是有这个来世的话呢，我希望我来世能够变成一只海豚。
So there is that kind of sentiment.
所以说他就有这样的一种感情用事的这种感觉在里面。
But when we come to the Bhagavad Gita, when we come to Krishna's teachings, we get real scientific, practical, logicalexplanation of the science of the transmigration of the soul. It's wonderful.
但是当我们就是确实是来了解到 Krishna 的教导，来阅读这个博迦梵歌的话，那我们就真的可以从这本书当中得到这种非常科学的、讲究实际的，并且是完全符合逻辑的关于灵魂迁徙的这个解释。所以说，真的是这门教导太棒了。
So, yeah, it is Thai Bangala.
Oh, sorry?
Thai Bangala.
Thai
Bangala. Krishna's.
Oh, Thai Bangala. Yeah. Thai Bangala.
So first, you know, in chapter 2, you know, Krishna references, he indicates that the soul is eternal, but it transmigrates.
所以首先在博迦梵歌的第二章 ,Krishna 就说到灵魂是永恒的，但是灵魂也是会迁徙从一个身体到另一个身体。
He says, just as we change clothes, you know, when the body gets old, we change bodies. When our clothes get old, we change our clothes. So when the body gets old, we change the body.
就相当于是当我们的衣服要是穿旧了的话，那我们就会把衣服丢掉，然后换一件新的衣服。同样的，就是当我们变老以后，躯体死亡了，我们就会再换另外一个躯体。
But then in chapter 8, he gives much more detail about how the soul transmigrates. What determines the soul's next body? How do you know?
然后在第八章的话，然后他就很具体的解释到，就是具体这个灵魂 投胎迁徙的过程是怎样的，实际上最根本决定他来世的这个躯体是什么，也就是取决于他当时的那个知觉。
And so specifically in chapter 8 verse 6 Krishna describes this.
特别是在第八章的第六十节，然后 Krishna 就描述到。
And it makes complete sense.
并且它是完全的能够让人想明白。
And actually, and this verse also kind of is related to today's verse.
并且这个世界也跟今天咱们所谈论的这个世界是相关的。
So let's look at this verse from the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, number 6, and then we'll go over today's verse again.
好，那么我们现在大家一起来看一下第八章的第六个世界，我家梵歌的，然后我们再来就看一下今天所学的世界。
Yamyam vapi smaram bhavam chajatante kalevaram tam tam niveti kunteya sadata bhava bhavitaha. Whatever state of being one remembers when quits his body, O son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail.
译文，当人离开躯体的时候，无论他想到什么样的境界，昆提自己啊，他必能到达那个境界。
So Krishna is explaining, you know, our next birth is determined by the quality of our consciousness at the time of death.
因此 Krishna 就解释到，我们来世的这个出生，就是由我们这一世的知觉的这种性，知觉的这种性质，就是品质所决定的。
And specifically, you know, if our consciousness is in the mode of goodness, then, you know, we'll probably take birth on the heavenly planets.
特别是如果我们的知觉要是属于善良属性的话，那么很有可能来世就会出生在天堂星球。
If it's in the mode of passion, we'll take birth again, you know, in the earthly sphere.
而如果我们还是受到这个激情属性的影响，那么很有可能也就会投射到这种像地球上的星球上。
Actually, Krishna says this in the 14th chapter.
实际上 Krishna 在十四章也提到了这一点。
And he says, unfortunately, if your consciousness is very much in the mode of goodness, there's a chance that you could even go back to the animal species. Unfortunately, if a human being has cultivated, you know, the mode of ignorance, and one is very much in the mode of ignorance when he dies, then one may have to take an animal birth.
Oh, got it. 那么 Krishna 就说到，很不幸的就是，如果人类的知觉的话呢，要是一直受到这个愚昧属性的影响，那么在他死亡的时候，他就有可能会进入到动物世界，动物的这个躯体当中。
And so everyone, you know, those who do believe in reincarnation, and especially devotees, we're very much concerned. We're wondering, what is my next life going to be like?
特别是那些就是相信有灵魂投胎转世的人，然后特别是对于奉献者来说的话呢，好像大家都特别在意，或者是特别想知道，就是我来世会是一种什么样的状态呢？我来世会有一个什么样的躯体呢？
Now in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in more detail about this process of transmigration.
然后在《薄伽梵歌》的第十五章， Krishna 就谈论到了更多的关于灵魂投胎的这个就是细节。
And basically he says, that unless you're a trained yogi, you cannot understand how it's taking place.
然后他就说到，除非你是一个受过专门的训练的瑜伽师，否则的话你是根本不知道这个灵魂投胎转世的过程是怎样的。
So, this process of transmigration is explained in more detail in chapter 15.
因此关于这个灵魂投胎转世的过程的话呢，在第十五章里面就被解释到了更多的细节。
And it starts with text 7.
Text 7, 大家可以看到就是从十五章的第七诗节然后就开始谈到了。
And it continues until text 11.
然后一直持续到第十一世节。
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses specifically about the details about transmigration.
所以说也就总共是这五个诗节就很专门的谈论到了灵魂投胎转世的细节了。
Okay, so let's read verse text 7.
那我们现在一起来学一下，看读一下这个第七诗节吧。
Mamai vamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasashtani nriyani prakritishtani karshati. The living entity in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind.
译文，在这个受诸种条件限制的世界里，众生都是我永恒的所属的部分。由于生存受到种种条件的限制，他们就在包括心意在内的六种感官当中苦苦挣扎。
So the central issue, you know, in transmigration, the main issue is the mind.
所以说在灵魂投胎转世的这个当中的核心关键所在就是灵魂的这个心意。
And in the 18th chapter, Krishna explains how the mind is like a vehicle, or it's called a yantra, a vehicle that carries the soul from one life to the next.
Carries the soul. How the vehicle? The mind is like the yantra, huh?
Yantra means a vehicle.
Oh, got it. 所以说在18章的话呢 Krishna 就继续说到就是我们的这个心意的话呢实际上就像 yantra 一样这个 yantra 梵文词的意思是车辆或者是叫做交通工具的意思然后那么这个心意是怎么样就是把灵魂携带着灵魂从一个躯体这一世然后带到下一世的另一个躯体当中的
yeah, So awareness is pure
因此知觉是纯粹的
When awareness identifies with the mind
然而当这纯粹的知觉去认同于心意以后
Then the consciousness is pure it's no longer pure, it's contaminated
于是这个知觉就不再是纯净的那么它就已经受到污染了
yeah, So we believe we are the thoughts
因此我们就会相信我们就会认为自己就是这个念头
So that carries us to the next gross body.
于是的话呢，这就会带着我们进入到下一个粗糙躯体当中。
Yeah, so it's our belief in the mind, that's the contamination.
这就正是我们对于心意的这种认同，心意的这种信仰的话，也就是我们所遭受到的污染。
Yeah, when we think of the past, we think, oh, that's me.
当我们去想到过去的时候我们就会认为啊，这个就是我
When we think of the future we think, oh, that's me
然后当我们去想到未来我们就会认为这个就是我
That's the ahankara, the false identity
而这个就是 ahankara 这个就是虚假的身份认同
Actually, the soul is not going anywhere
而实际上的话呢灵魂是哪儿都没有去到的
And doesn't have a past or a future.
灵魂是没有过去也没有未来的。
But it's dreaming that this is going on.
但是灵魂却在做着梦，就在梦境里面觉得自己到了这儿又到了那儿。
Yeah, so this is, you know, when we're thinking about the past or the future and we're thinking this is me.
所以当我们再去思考过去或未来时，我们就会想着，这就是我。
This is our concept of life of who we are.
这过关于过去和未来，就是我们对于自己生命、对于自己人生的概念。
Okay, so now Krishna will talk about that in verse 8.
然后现在 Krishna 就在第八诗节当中来继续谈论这一点。
He said, the living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another.Just as the air carries aromas, thus he takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another.
所以说 第十五章的第八十节的译文，在这个物质世界里，生物体把它对于生命的、对于人生的不同的概念，从一个躯体带到另一个躯体，如同空气携带着芳香一样，这样它就获得了一种身体，然后放弃它，接着又得到另一个身体。
Text 9。
然后我们来看第九十节。
The living entity, thus taking another gross body, obtains a certain type of ear, eye, tongue, nose, sense of touch, which are grouped about the mind. Thus he enjoys a particular set of sense objects.
第九十节，生物体就得到了另一个粗糙躯体，得到了某种特定类型的耳朵、眼睛、舌头、鼻子和触觉，而这些感官都是围绕着心意而出现的。由此的话，生物体就能够享受一些特定类型的感官对象。
Text 10。
现在来看第十四节。
The foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all of this.
所以说那些受到物质自然三重属性形态的迷惑的愚蠢的人是无法了解生物体是如何离开自己的躯体，然后他们也无法了解他们享用的又是何种躯体，但是受过知识锤炼的慧眼则能够洞察这一切。
Text 11。
第十一世节。
The endeavoring transcendentalists who are situated in self-realization can see all of this clearly, but those whose minds are not developed and who are not situated in self-realization cannot see what is taking place, even though they may try.
第十一世节，那些努力不懈的超然主义者处于自觉之中就能了然地看清一切，但是那些心意尚未发达尚未处在自觉之境中的人，虽然即便他们努力了，但仍然不能明白发生的一切。
So Krishna just said, you know, here I've explained the process of transmigration, but if you're not a yogi and you're not trained to see, you're not the mind or the body, even though it's going on and you try and understand it, you won't be able to.
所以 Krishna 就在这里解释到了关于灵魂投胎转世的过程。他就说到，如果你不是一个受过训练的瑜伽师，你没有就是说是去专门发展过你的心意，这种就是说进行过自我觉悟等等，那么即便你可能大概知道这一点，但是你都无法去确切的明白这其中到底是怎么一回事。
So this brings us now to today's verse.
于是这就把我们带到了今天我们所谈到的这个世界。
The Yamadutas are describing to the Vishnudutas how we can understand our previous life and our next life based on observation of our current life.
Okay. 所以说在今天的这个世界，亚玛都塔就在向 Vishnudutta 解释到，我们可以怎样来基于今生一个个体所经历的这种状况，从而能够推断得出他在前世或者是在来生会经历怎么样的状况。
And so they explain, if we observe the springtime.
他们就解释到，如果我们去观察春天。
Of course, spring doesn't last forever. It has a beginning and an end.
当然春天不是永恒的，它都会有一个开始，也会有一个终结。
Or right now, currently, presently, we're in the summertime, right?
或者现在的话呢，比如说我们可以看到我们所处的正是夏天，对吧？
And so you could say the main symptom of summer is humid heat.
那么我们就可以看到，那么夏天的最主要的特征就是它这种很潮湿的炎热。
And so we can understand that last summer was also hot.
那么我们就可以明白，那么上一个夏天，去年的夏天也是很炎热的。
And next year, summer will be hot again.
并且，明年的夏天的话呢，肯定也是会炎热的。
Now I know that about China, therefore I never come in the summer.
我知道中国就是这样的，所以说我从来夏天不来中国。
Now I can't say with 100% certainty that it's going to be hot next summer.
当然我不能说100%的肯定的，接下来的夏天的话呢，明年的夏天肯定就会那么热。
So basically, we can understand what our last life was like and what our future life is going to be like if we observe what is the quality of our consciousness now.
所以说如果我们能够去观察在现在在今生我们的这种知觉的状态知觉的这种性质是什么样子的那么就能够了解到我们的前世或以及我们的来世会是怎样的知觉状态
And so the Yamadutas are explaining that we can understand you know, some souls are going to be punished at the time of death because they're in this life they're very sinful
所以说亚玛杜塔就解释到有一些灵魂的话呢就是在来世他们肯定是会遭受到惩罚的因为在今生他们从事了太多的罪恶活动
And so those who have some knowledge of reincarnation those persons who have some knowledge of reincarnation and of karma and how it works they're much more likely you know to be careful in the way they live their life.
所以说因此那些有一些关于灵魂投胎转世的知识的这些人他们知道这个业报是怎样运作的这些人的话他们就会在今生的这种生活状态当中会更加的小心翼翼是怎样来过自己的人生的。
Just like if you're driving a car.
这就像是你在开车。
You know there's some rules to the road.
你知道这个交通是有一些法则的。
And if you break those rules, you're going to be punished.
如果你打破这个交通法则的话，那么就会遭受惩罚。
So therefore, most people, when they drive, they obey the rules.
因此，当绝大多数人开车的时候，他们都会去遵循交通法则。
Of course, you know, that's the most basic reason to follow the rules is out of fear, right? Fear of punishment.
当然就是最根本的去遵守规则的这个原因的话呢都是害怕遭受惩罚对吧
But those drivers those human beings that are driving that have higher consciousness
但是对于那些司机对于那些就是说是人类的话呢如果他们有更高的知觉的话
They have a different or a more pressing reason for obeying the traffic rules
所以他们就会有不同的原因来去遵循交通规则。
They're also concerned about the safety of others.
他们也会同时去关心别人的安全。
Yeah, so they're not only just afraid for themselves, they are also concerned about others.
因此他们不仅仅是害怕自己会遭受惩罚，并且的话，他们也会在意别人的这种福祉。
Yeah, so those who are aware that there are spirit souls, that there's the law of karma, the law of transmigration, they're much more careful about how they live their life and they're planning for that last moment at the time of death.
所以说那些了解关于灵性灵魂的、关于业报法则的这些人的话，他们就会在过自己的人生的过程当中更加小心、更加注意，并且也会去做出一个规划就是在死亡的时候自己应该是处于一种什么样的一种状态他们有这样一种计划在里面
It's like if you're renting an apartment
这就有点像是如果你去租一栋房子来住
Are you renting an apartment there in where are you? Pattaya Beach?
No, just in the center of Phuket
Phuket Yeah. Okay, so you're in Phuket and you're renting an apartment, right?
I rent a house.
Oh, nice.
Because it's cheap.
So you have a lease, right?
Yes.
Mm. And you have an expiration date on the lease.
Mm-hmm.
So you can translate so far.
Okay. 所以说，假设如果大家就是去租房子的话，肯定就是你会有一个租约的合同，对不对？就是到了哪一天，你这个房子就到期了。
Right. So when is your lease up?
Next year, June.The end of June.
The end of June. So, do you think you'll prepare to look for another place before June, or will you wait till the last moment?
Oh, okay. 大家，所以说，如果假设的话，要是大家去租了个房子，你肯定就知道我到了，比如说明年的这个时候，然后房子就到期了。那你会是到在房子到期的那一天，然后才去找下一个要租的房子呢？还是说在你房子到期的前，比如说一个月，你就会开始去寻找房源，对吧
？What will you do?
那么你会怎么做呢
？Of course, you'll be prepared, right?
嗯，当然你肯定会开始做好准备，对不对？
Otherwise, you might be homeless.
否则的话，你就肯定无家可归了。
Of course, we don't know when we're going to be kicked out of our body.
当然，我们都不知道什么时候我们会突然间离开自己的躯体。
We may have only one more breath left.
我们可能就只有一次呼吸，就剩下了一次呼吸了。
So really, the devotee is preparing to leave the body at any moment. We should be prepared.
嗯，所以说，因此奉献者就真的是要做好准备，能够在任何一刻都可以离开自己的躯体。
And that's a good way to chant the holy name.
所以这是一个很好的念诵圣名的方法。
Oh, I have one, you know, I have time for one more mantra.
嗯，哦，我就只剩下能够念诵一次曼陀罗的时间了。
And at the end of this mantra, this may be it. It's possible.Krishna may take me out of this body. I don't know.
那么在这个曼陀罗结束的时候，有可能 Krishna 就会让我离开这个躯体，谁知道呢？
Yeah. So the only thing that matters is this moment.
也因此，真正重要的就是在当下的这一刻。
And really, just like today's verse, the next moment is determined by the quality of our consciousness in this moment.
所以说真的就像今天的这个世界所谈论到的那么来接下来一个片刻我们的知觉状态也就是由现在的这一片刻我们的知觉状态所决定的
Yeah, otherwise we're just fooling ourselves if we're not prepared at this moment what makes you think you'll be prepared in the next
所以否则的话如果我们没有这样去做没有这样去想那么肯定就是一种自欺欺人的状态了如果我们这一刻都没有做到准备的话那下一刻又怎么可能会是一种我们愿意享有的一种知觉状态呢
I read a very wonderful quotation from my godbrother Mahatma Prabhu today I read on Facebook
今天我就是在那个脸书上面看到我的神兄弟这个不是神兄弟看到那个马哈特玛帕布他所说的一段话我觉得他那段话写得特别好
He said hardly anyone is prepared to die
他说基本上没有任何一个人是做好了准备去迎接死亡的
And he says yet ironically hardly anyone knows why they are alive
Why they are alive. 然而令人感到非常讽刺的是也没有任何一个人几乎没有任何一个人知道为什么他们是活着的。
So two things really. One, we're not prepared to die.
所以说实际上这是有两件事。第一我们并没有做好准备迎接死亡。
And the reason we're not prepared to die is because we don't know why we're alive.
而之所以使得我们都不知道为什么之所以使得我们都不知道怎么样去做好准备去迎接死亡的话这原因就在于我们都不知道为什么自己会活着
So if we're aware that we're alive and we understand our purpose
就如果我们能够觉察到自己活着的这种目的是什么的话
Then really our life is a preparation for death
那么真的就可以理解到我们的生命就是一个不断做准备的这样一个过程在迎接死亡的那一刻
Of course, I've told you, I've told many stories. I used to witness people die all the time, and most of the time they weren't prepared, and they were afraid.
当然我之前一直都跟大家分享过很多就是我经历过的故事，就是我曾经见证过很多人就是迎接死亡，就是不是迎接死亡哈，很多人就是在濒死的那种状态，但是大多数绝大多数的人都完全没有准备过去就是面对死亡，都是很害怕的在那一刻。
And they realized they weren't prepared to die, but now they had to die, but they weren't prepared.
然后在当时的那一刻他们就意识到了原来自己就即将要死亡了，但是他们就完全没有做好任何的准备。
And they would ask me, you know, now my life is coming to an end. I don't know why I was alive. I don't know the meaning of it.
所以说当时就是他们就会在死亡的那一刻的话呢，就会问我，现在我就要死了，但是我都不知道为什么我活着，我都不知道我的人生的意义是什么。
And they sort of know at that moment that my life was to prepare for this moment, but I didn't prepare.
然后他们在当时的那一刻好像就有点知晓了，原来我的这一生都应该是用来就是准备迎接这个死亡的这一刻的，但是我却从来没有这样去做过。
Too late.
太晚了。
Yeah. But I would take this even further.
不过我可以就是更进一步的来跟大家谈论这一点。
Mahatma Prabhu is saying here, hardly anyone knows why they are alive.
就像 Mahatma Prabhu 说的，就基本上没有人会明白知道他们为什么活着。
I would tweak it just a little bit.
Tweak, okay. 然后我就把他这句话稍微变一点形。
I would say hardly anyone knows that they are alive.
我就把他这句话稍微转变一下，就是几乎没有任何的人明白，能够去觉察到他们是活着的。
Right? When you're dreaming,
当你在做梦的时候
you don't know that you're dreaming until you wake up from the dream.
你都不知道自己是在做梦，除非到了你从梦里面醒了那一刻，你才知道原来你之前在做梦。
So most of us go through our life without even noticing that we're alive. We're always thinking about the past or the future. We're not present enough to even know I'm alive.
所以说我们当中绝大多数的人在经历自己的一生的当中的时候，过程当中实际上并没有觉察到自己是活着的，我们要不然就是想着过去，要不然就是想着未来，但是完全都没有就是真正的从过去和未来的这种幻觉当中走出来，去觉察到这一刻的生命。
Yeah, so when we're thinking about the past and the future,
也因此当我们去想着过去或者想着未来的时候，
That's where our concept of life exists.
也就在过去和未来之中，我们对于人生的概念就存在于此。
The concept of who am I?
关于我是谁的概念。
So right there we're dreaming. We're not alive. We're not aware of our life.
就在那个地方我们就在做着梦，我们就并没有觉察到自己是活着的。
Yeah, so this is the world of thought, the world of the mind.
所以说这就是一个心意的世界，一个充满了念头的世界。
Yeah, and we think we're creating something. We think I'm the doer.
我们就认为自己在创造着什么东西，我们认为自己是行为者、作为者。
And so what are we creating?
那我们在创造着什么呢？
This dream, the illusion.
那就是这个梦境，就是这样一个幻觉，我是这个，我是那个。
Yeah, it's a world of memory.
所以它是一整个充满了回忆的一个世界。
Ideas.
一个一整个充满这个念头充满这个想法的世界。
Concepts
概念的世界。
Opinions
观点的世界。
I'm right, you're wrong.
我是对的， 你这想法都错了。
And beliefs
然后以及信仰信念。
We believe that the world of the mind is real, that it's me.
我们就认为这个心意的世界是真实存在的，这个心意的世界就是我。
And then we're forced to live in this kind of dream.
于是我们就被强迫着去活在这个梦境的世界。
So all over the world, people are creating these individual worlds of illusion.
所以说在整个这个世界上，整个这个地球上，基本上每一个人都在创造着关于自我的这样一个个体的这个幻觉世界。
Yeah, so we get along with those whose illusory beliefs match our own.
也因此的话呢，我们就能够跟那些虚幻概念的人，就他们的虚幻概念和我们的虚幻概念是相契合的、相配合的这些人，我们跟他们就会相处得很愉快。
Yeah, so these people are our friends.
这些人就会成为我们的朋友。
Yeah, even in groups of devotees, we have friends and enemies, right?
甚至是在奉献者团体里面，是不是我们也是又有朋友又有敌人，对吧？
Yeah, so somebody thinks and believes like we do, we, there's no conflict, you know, so we feel like they're our friends.
所以说那些想法和做事的方法和我们很类似的人，那就是我们的朋友，因为我们之间是没有冲突的。
But when our illusions, you know, don't match up.
然而当我们的这种幻觉是不契合的时候，
Then we feel hostile and aggressive towards those who don't think and believe like we do.
于是我们就对于那些想法和做事的方法跟我们不契合的人，我们对此就会产生这种侵略、这种咄咄逼人的这种态度，然后或者是充满敌意的态度。
So when we believe our illusions are true, then we try and, you know, force others to believe like we do.Because we feel insecure.
对 insecure. 所以说因此当我们相信自己的幻觉都是真实存在的时候，也就会去强迫别人来去相信我们的幻觉，因为我们实际上是感到不安全的，没有安全感。
Yeah, so basically this is the cause of conflict everywhere.
其实可以说这基本上就是任何一个地方的人与人之间出现冲突的根源所在。
Right, we're all believing that I'm this mind and body, and we all have these separate beliefs causing us to feel separate from each other.
我们都认为自己就是这具躯体，然后这个心意，我们每个人对于自己就是都有一种跟众人相隔绝的这种概念，这种对于人生的这种信念。
And so although our eyes are open and we're walking around, talking, walking.
就相当于是虽然说我们的眼睛是睁着的，然后到处走着，到处跟别人交流着。
We're dreaming that we're different from each other.
但是我们却做着这个梦，在这个梦境当中我们认为自己跟别人都是不一样的。
And we're not aware of our life.
我们实际上并没有觉察到自己的生命。
The pure consciousness that really it's coming from Krishna and that we're all the same.
我们都是纯粹的知觉，纯粹的知觉都是来自于 Krishna 的，而我们所有人所有的生物体都是纯粹的知觉，是完全一样，没有区别的。
Oh, and one other quotation I found from, I don't know the devotee who put it on the Facebook, but I found another interesting quote.
然后我想跟大家再分享一个我在网上看到的一段某个奉献者写的很棒的一段话。
He said there are two most important days in your life.
Instead, there are two most important.
There are two most important days in your life.
Okay, continue, please.
The day you're born, and the day you find out why you were born.
Why you're born? So, okay. 所以说在你的人生当中有两天，有两个日子是最为重要的。一个日子就是你出生的那一天，另一个日子就是你知道为什么你出生的那一天。
So the day we were born is important, otherwise we wouldn't be here, right?
所以当然我们出生的那一天是很重要的，对吧？否则的话我们都不会坐在这儿。
So that's you know, that's a critical day.
所以这是非常关键的一天啊。
And then an equally critical day is the day that you find out why you were born. What is the, why am I here?
而同样很重要很关键的一天，那就是你明白了为什么你会出生的原因的那一天，为什么你会在这儿，为什么我会在这儿存在的，这你能明白这一点的这一天也是同样很重要的。
Yeah, and so this is natural for the human being to inquire, you know, who am I, why am I here?
所以说对于人类来说这是一个很自然的一个状态，就是我们去询问为什么我们会在这儿，我们存在于此的原因是什么。
Basically, if we don't ask this question, who am I, why am I here, then we're not considered human beings, or we cannot fulfill the purpose of our human life.
所以说基本上如果一个人没有去询问过这样的问题的话，那么就不应该被认为是人类，或者换言之就是他并没有实现作为人的这样一种目的。
Yeah, so our purpose is to fully awaken and become free from the cycle of birth and death and go back to the eternal world.
所以说我们存在的目的的话呢，实际上就是要能够真正的从这个梦境当中觉醒出来，从这个生死轮回当中解脱自由出来，并且回归到永恒的世界。
And every human being has, you know, the potential to ask this question and find the answer.
而每个人都是有潜力来去问这个问题并且找到他的回答的。
And so if we go our whole life to the time just before we die and then ask the question, oh, too late.
所以如果我们过完自己的一生，然后到了临死的那一刻才来问这个问题的话，那就太晚了。
And so the Vedas, the very first teaching, the whole beginning, you know, of Vedanta Sutra, the second verse, actually it's the first verse, says Atato Brahma Jigyasa, now you're a human being, now is the time to inquire, who am I, why am I here, what is Brahman?
Why am I here? What is Brahman? 也因此的话呢，伟达经的第一条教导，就是维丹塔苏特拉的，可以说是第一个师节，就在说，现在是时候来去问询了，去问一下我是谁，我为什么会在这儿，什么是 Brahman?
So, for those, you know, yogis, you know, who are...advanced in consciousness, they ask this question and their whole life, you know, the priority of their life is to find this answer and to experience it. And those persons are prepared at the time of death.
The priority is to find what?
Who am I? Why am I here?
Find the answer. 所以说对于那些就是在这条路上不断进步的人来说，对于那些瑜伽士来说，他们的人生的头等大事就是去找寻到这些答案，去弄明白我是谁，我为什么会在这儿。
Yeah, so those who are very interested, you know, whose priority it is to wake up spiritually, we can understand that they probably did it in their last life, and therefore they're doing it in this life, and then we can understand their next life.
也因此那些对于在灵性上要去觉醒的人来说的话呢，那么我们就可以推断出来他们曾经在前世就已经做过这种类型的事情，也由此我们可以理解他们的来世会是怎样一种状态。
Yeah, and so the Yamadutas are saying we can understand past and future life of the living being by observing, you know, their level of consciousness in this life.
所以说亚玛都塔就在说到，我们可以去了解一个人一个生物体他的前世和来世会是怎样的一种状态，然后就通过观察在今生他的总体的这种知觉的层面是怎样的。
Now, just like we can understand what was it like last spring, what's it going to be like next spring, we can understand by observing springtime now.
所以说我们就可以 知道，就是如果想要明白接下来的一个春天，明年的春天会是怎样的，那我们就看一下现在这个春天会是怎样的，就能够知道了。
So, we'll finish talking now and open it up to questions and reflections.
好的，那么现在的时间就可以留给大家，如果想提问或者是想分享的，就可以来去提问和分享了。
我们稍等一下吧，现在还没有问题提上来。
Just wait a moment, and now there are still no questions yet.
Okay.
露露睡着了。
Is that your neighbor's bird?
I think it's a wild bird.
Wild birds. That means there must be lots of insects.
Yeah, quite some insects around.
Lots of mosquitoes?
Actually, no. That's quite nice here. Not many mosquitoes.
Do you like it better there than at Krabi?
Yeah, here is much, much better. The whole living quality has increased.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel very fortunate.
Where are you again? Pattaya? No.
No. It's Phuket in the center part of the town.
So Phuket is an island?
Yes, the biggest island in Thailand.
Oh, I see. It's the Phuket Island. So Pattaya Beach is on Phuket?
No, I think Pattaya Beach is somewhere near Bangkok.
Okay.
There's one question, Gumaraj.
Oh, there is. Okay. Who's the question from?
Not really saying the name. Okay, 我们来看一下现在的这个问题。顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 我们都在为死亡做准备。现在即使明白了一点道理，知道应该努力为至尊主 Krishna 做奉爱服务，但是我们现在的生活环境和状态限制了我能够做多少服务，而且过往的业报非常影响我们的心意，有时也想做好，但是身不由己。所以说我的问题是，我们应该怎么做呢？So this devotee is asking that we are all preparing for death, and now we understand a little bit, and I know that I should really strive to do devotional service for the Supreme Lord Krishna. However, my living environment and my conditioning is really limiting how much devotional service I can do.And plus the past karma influences my mind very much. So sometimes I really want to do better, but I just cannot help. So my question is, what can I do?
Well, we have to perform devotional service according to our capacity.
我们必须要根据自己的能力来去进行公爱服务。
And actually, this is attractive to Krishna.
实际上这一点对于 Krishna 来说是非常有吸引力的。
Yeah, he said this. He gave this instruction to Uddhava when he was speaking to him just before he left the planet.
然后他实际上就是把这一个训示就告诉了 Uddhava。然后在他就是离开躯体离开这个世界之前他把这一条就给乌达瓦说了
He said Sway Sway Adhikara Yanishta So Sway Sway means to each his own
To what?
According to your own you know,、oh. your own capacity
这个梵文世界当中的这个 sui sui 这个词的话呢意思就是根据你自己的能力
Yeah, so you shouldn't bite off more than you can chew
就是不应该就是去这个心就是整个用中文来说的话就是你的想欲望太大就是一口想吃个大胖子对就是这个意思一口想吃个大胖子的这种想法
they're it indicates two things. One, you should serve according to your capacity.
所以实际上这个诗节的话呢，就说明了两点。第一个就是你应该根据你的能力来进行奉爱服务。
Yes, so you shouldn't try and do more than you can comfortably do or that's beyond your ability right now.
所以说你不应该去就是超越你现在的这个能力水平去做更多，或者是让你感到很不舒服的，然后这种就是太过累人的去做更多。
At the same time, it doesn't mean that you should not improve yourself either or do more.
但是同时的话呢，这也并不意味着就是你不应该，这并不意味着就是你不去提升自己，就是你不去试着做更多。
It's like climbing a ladder.
这就有点像是爬梯子。
You have to step on, you know, the next rung.
The next what?
The next level, right? The next step on the ladder. You place your foot on the step, and you cannot place your foot on the next higher step until you're already firmly situated on the step you're on.
Got it. 所以这就有点像是爬梯子，就是我们不可能就是在越过现在面前的这一个要即将爬上去的那一步，然后直接跳到更高的那一步上面去，这个是肯定不行的。
Yeah, so you shouldn't stop climbing the ladder, but you can only take, you know, each step according to the step you're on.
所以说这就意味着你并不应该去停止爬楼梯、爬梯子，而是应该在基于你现在所处的那一层梯子，然后往上慢慢的爬上去。
And so, that we have to consider that.We shouldn't become frustrated because, you know, others are able to do more than we are.
所以当我们如果看到别人要是做的比我们更多的话呢，我们就不应该就是变得很灰心，变得很沮丧。
So what can you read her question again to me one more time?
Oh, okay. So I understand that we need to prepare for death. I want to do more for Lord Krishna, but the life, the living environment and the conditioning really is quite limiting how much service I can do. And the past of karma is very much influencing my mind. So I really want to do better, but I just cannot help myself.
Yeah, well, yeah, then it's, you know, it's the same thing. You know, you have to just do the best you can according to your capacity.
所以说你真的是必须要根据自己的能力来做到最好。
This was all actually Lord Chaitanya's, you know, program as well.
实际上这也是主 Chaitanya, 就是他想他之前做的那个事情一样的。
Yeah, whereas he traveled, he always stayed at the house of a household of Brahmin.
Oh, sorry, Guru. Could you repeat?
Wherever Lord Chaitanya traveled, he would stay one night at the house of a Brahmin, and those Brahmins were householders.
Okay. 所以说就是在主 Chaitanya 他当时就是在旅行传教的过程当中，就他去往的任何一个地方，他都会在一个婆罗门的家里面留夜过宿。然后而这些婆罗门的话呢，都是这个居士。
And sometimes those householders would want to, you know, change their position. They want to leave their household and follow Lord Chaitanya.
然后有些时候就是这些就是接待了主 Chaitanya 的居士婆罗门的话呢，他们就想改变自己的位置，就想去能够追随主 Chaitanya.
And Lord Chaitanya would.Emphasize to them that you should not change your position. You should stay in your current situation.
然后主 Chaitanya 就会向他们强调这一点，就是你不应该去改变你的位置，你应该就是待在你现在所处的这种状态、这种位置之中。
So he would tell them, don't change your situation, don't change your location.
所以他会说不要改变你的这种现在的状况， 不要去改变你居住的这个地点。
Yeah, so remain a householder, remain in your, you know, your job.
嗯，所以继续就是做你的居士吧，然后继续的去继续做你的工作。
But at the same time, follow the instructions of Lord Chaitanya.
但是同时的话呢，也请你去遵循主柴坦尼亚的这个教导。
Which is to, you know, sincerely chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
嗯哼，那他的教导就是真诚的去念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗。
And then cultivate humility.
并且去培养这种谦卑的态度。
Cultivate tolerance.
培养这种忍耐的态度。
And respect for others.
并且培养对他人的尊重、尊敬之情。
And learn to let go of needing respect for yourself.
嗯，并且学会去放下，就是想要从别人那里获得尊重、尊敬的这种愿望。
Yeah, so all of us are in different situations.
嗯，我们每个人都处在不同的状况之中。
And it's a challenge for us to remain humble and to be tolerant.
然后并且对我们来说就是要保持这种谦卑的态度 要保持这种忍耐的态度的话呢，实际上是一个很大的挑战。
There are many challenging situations that, you know, make us feel frustrated and angry.
有很多这种充满挑战性的状况，就是让我们感到非常的愤怒，甚至是沮丧。
Yeah, so this is what we need actually in order to become purified, to seeThe attachments, you know, to see our illusion.
See illusion. 所以这实际上是我们真正所需要的，然后从而来能够变得，能够被净化，能够被净化，能够去真正的看到自己的依附，看到自己的执念，看到自己心里当中的幻觉。
Nobody has an ideal situation. And we don't need an ideal situation. We need these difficult situations so that we see our material attachment.
没有任何一个人可以用完全的拥有一种纯粹理想的状态来去进行灵性修习。实际上我们也不需要有理想的状态来进行灵性修习。我们需要有这种充满困难的状况的出现，然后从而我们才能得以看到自己对物质的依附和执念。
So Lord Chaitanya's instruction is stay at home.
所以说主柴坦尼亚的教导就是请你待在家里。
Chant Hare Krishna.
去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
去聆听关于博迦梵歌和博迦瓦坛的教导。
Share that with others who are interested.
并且和那些对此感兴趣的人一起分享。
And then deal with your environment, with humility and tolerance.
然后请带着这种谦卑和忍耐的态度来应对你的生存环境。
Yeah, this is the way to become purified.
这就是获得净化的方式。
So you do these things, you know, of chanting and hearing and reading and following according to your capacity, according to the situation you're in now.
所以说我们就去根据现在所处的状态以及现在的能力来去念诵，来去聆听，来去阅读。
And don't compare yourself to others.
并且不要把自己和别人做比较。
We all have our own individual, you know, karma to become purified from.
因为我们每个人都有自己很个体的我们。个人的这种业报是需要我们去完结的。
So we're all in our own unique situation. We can't compare ourselves to anyone else.
我们每个人都处在一种独一无二的状况之中，是不能够去跟别人做比较的。
Yeah, so one learned sage he taught, don't compare yourself to others.
一位曾经就是很有学识的圣人就说过，不要把你自己跟别人做比较。
Compare yourself to yesterday.
把你自己和昨天的自己做比较。
Right? Are you less angry today than you were yesterday?
是不是今天的你比昨天的你就是没有那么大的愤怒的那种心情了呢？
Are you more tolerant?
是不是你今天的你就变得更加能够容忍了呢？
Are you more kind?
是不是今天的你就更加的宽容，更加的仁慈了呢？
Are you more compassionate?
是不是更加的有更多的怜悯同情之心？
Are you more respectful?
是不是对其他的生物体有更多的尊敬之情？
Than yesterday.
跟昨天的你相比较。
So we can compare ourselves to yesterday, but not to each other.
也因此我们可以跟昨天的自己做比较，而不要去跟别人做比较。
So just do your best, and then always ask the question, what is my next step? I'm doing this much now, and what can I do next?
所以说我能够去，你能够去做的，那就是在你做好现在的这一步的时候，去问问自己，接下来这一步我可以怎么来做呢？
In this way, you'll feel like you're making progress.
那么以这样的方式，你就会觉得，我在不断的取得进步了。
Thank you for your question.
感谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 这个奉献者问道，感恩主持人提供如此好的平台，让我们能在一起联谊。作为奉献者，我们应该以一种怎样的心态来面对死亡？是不去想，过好当下，做好自己现在能做的，还是应该很在意，因此而去做一些准备呢？谢谢。So this devotee is asking that, as a devotee, what kind of attitude or mentality that we should adopt in to face death? So is it like we don't think about it? So just live in the moment, try the best to do the things now, or we should be very concerned about this?So that we, in order to be prepared for death.
Well, we don't know when death is going to come.
我们都不知道什么时候死亡会来临。
So we have to be prepared now.
也因此就必须在现在这一刻做好准备。
And the best way we can be prepared now.
而我们现在能够做好准备的最好的方式
is to be fully Krishna conscious now.
那就是在现在的这一刻能够完全的拥有 Krishna 知觉。
That means I'm aware of my life now.
这就意味着在当下的这一刻我能觉察到自己的生命。
We're not thinking of ourselves in the mind.
我们并没有去在心里面想着自己。
That's a concept.
那是一个概念。
But the fact is I'm alive now in pure consciousness.
而这个事实而去想，而是这个事实，就是我是纯粹的知觉，我在这一刻。
Which is coming from Krishna.
而我这个纯粹的知觉是来自于 Krishna 的。
That's Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉。
So I'm alive.
那就是我是活着的。
Thank you, Krishna.
感谢你 ，Krishna.
You're giving me another breath.
Sorry.
You're giving me another breath.
你在给予我另一次呼吸。
I'm ready.
我已经做好准备了。
I'm ready to go.
我已经准备好能够离开这个躯体了。
Oh, you gave me another breath.
你又给了我另一次呼吸。
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
好的，我已经做好准备了。
Oh, you gave me another breath.
然后你又给了我另一次呼吸。
In this way we chant Hare Krishna.
那么也就以这样的方式我们来念诵 Hare Krishna.
And moment to moment we let go of, you know, our false self and accept ourselves as the eternal servant of Krishna.
然后所以说从这一刻到下一刻我们就放下自己这个虚假的自我认同，然后而完全去接纳自己，接受自己作为 Krishna 的永恒仆人的这样一个身份。
Yeah, so we can't be Krishna conscious in the future. We can only be Krishna conscious now.
也因此我们是永远不可能在未来能够成为 Krishna 知觉，能够拥有 Krishna 知觉的。我们只能在当下的这一刻拥有 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, we can't prepare in the future. We can only be ready now.
我们不可能为未来做好准备，我们只能在当下的这一刻做好准备。
Yeah. So, whatever we're doing,We remain, you know, aware of our life and how it's coming from Krishna and then unattached to the results.
太深了。所以说无论我们做任何一件事情，那么我们都需要在做事的过程当中觉知到自己的生命，并且觉知到我们自己的生命知觉是来自于 Krishna 的，而并且在做事的过程当中完全不去依附执念于做事的结果。
And we remain faithful, you know, to our guru and to our vows.
并且我们对于自己的 guru, 然后对于自己曾经立下的誓言是保持一种忠诚的这种态度的。
And depend on Krishna for the result.
然后就把结果交给 Krishna 来决定。
Because he knows what's best for us.
因为他知道就是什么对于我们来说才是最好的。
If we need to ripen a little more, then he'll keep us on the tree a little longer.
如果我们需要更多的时间来得以变成熟的话，然后那么他就会继续让我们在那个树上多待一会儿。
Right? This is trusting Krishna. We trust that Krishna knows what we need, and he'll make arrangement.
这就是信任 Krishna. 我们信任 Krishna, 相信他。明白，相信他知道我们需要什么。
You know, we don't have to worry, but we should just do our best.
所以我们不需要去担心什么，就只需要尽自己最大努力就行了。
Thank you.
感谢你的问题。好的。Next one. Kodanitai Mataji is asking. Kodanitai Mataji 问的问题。Guru Maharaj 讲，我们的知觉的层面是物质的，基本上是我和我的概念，享乐欲还是很根深蒂固的，想感官满足的毛扎得很深，站在原地不动没有感觉进步，在现阶段的位置上如何向前迈步。 Hare Krishna. So Kodanitai Maharaj is asking that our consciousness level is still very material. Basically, it's all about the concept of I am and mine, you know, me, mine. And the desire for sense enjoyment is still very deep-seated and quite a lot of, very deep anchor in the sense gratification. So I really feel like I'm stuck there and there is no progress.So how can I really make a step forward, and now, yeah.
Yeah, so you can only deal with now. You can't deal with the past or the future. So as much as possible, you focus on being present now and chanting now, and by that, things will change and improve. So...You cannot go 100 yards at once. You can only get there step by step. So you concentrate on each step.
所以说你就只能够在基于现在的这个阶段来应对你现在所处的这种状态。你既不能可能去面对你的过去，也不可能去从未来开始去进步。所以说能做的就是去专注于现在当下的这一刻。在当下的这一刻专注于你的念诵就行了，因为你不可能就是突然之间就往前迈了100步的样子，然后这是不可能的，你就只能一步一步的往前走。
And Maya is also helping us. Maya is also helping us.
并且 Maya 也是在帮助我们的。
Because Maya burns like fire, she's hot, she's painful.
所以 Maya 就是像火一样的在燃烧着，它是熊熊燃烧着的，它是很让我们觉得痛苦的。
I remember my very first conversation with Srila Prabhupada.
我还能很好的回忆起我跟帕帕的之间进行的第一次对话。
And he asked me, "Do you like chanting Hare Krishna?"
当时帕帕就问我。你喜欢念诵 Hare Krishna 吗？
And I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada. I had just started. Before I met him, I didn't know the Hare Krishna mantra, so it was all very sudden.
所以说我当时就回答他，是的，帕帕，我是很喜欢唱诵 Hare Krishna 的，因为我当时在回答他问题的时候，刚刚开始进入。
And so he said, do you like chanting Hare Krishna? And I honestly said, yes, I do.
于是他当时就问我，就是你喜欢唱诵 Hare Krishna 吗？然后我就回答到，是的，我很喜欢。
Of course, it was a new thing for me. There hadn't, enough time hadn't elapsed for my mind to make it into something mechanical.
是的，因为当时啪啪的在问我这个问题的时候，那对我，那当时我才刚刚加入，所以说整个这就是对于我来说是个很新鲜的一个尝试，那个时候还没有足够的时间让我的心意把这个念诵 Hare Krishna 的这个过程变成一个很机械化的一个过程呢。
So I said, yes, Srila Prabhupada, yes, I like chanting very much.
所以我当时就回答到，是的，帕帕，我确实很喜欢唱诵。
And then he smiled very broadly.
He smiled,
broad smile.
然后他就大大的微笑了一下。
And then he said, if you always chant Hare Krishna, you will always be happy.
然后他就对我说，如果你能一直去念诵 Hare Krishna 的话，那你就会一直感到快乐，感到开心。
So that was 48 years ago.
当时这个对话都已经发生了有48年了。
So looking back,
所以现在往回看，我现在站在这一刻往回看。
I can honestly say that the times that I was chanting Hare Krishna,
I can honestly say that at
the times that I was chanting Hare Krishna, I was happy, and at the times that I wasn't chanting Hare Krishna, many times I was not happy.
所以说现在回望过去这48年的话呢，我可以很诚实的告诉你，那就是在我的人生当中，当我在念诵的时候，我确实是感到快乐开心的，但那些我没有在念诵的时候的话呢，而我确实也是感到不快乐的。
Right, so, you know, we're all diseased conditioned souls.
我们都是受到物质条件制约的患病了的灵魂。
And when you're diseased, you know, when you take the medicine, you cannot expect to immediately regain full health.
而当你生病的时候，你是不可能期望就是一旦吃了药立马就恢复活力了的。
You have to take the medicine and you have to take it as prescribed.
那么你必须要遵医嘱的来服药。
And you have to follow the proper diet.
而你必须要去恰当的遵循整恰当的有这样一个饮食习惯。
And you know, to the degree that we do that, you know, we'll feel improvement. You know, the fever will go down.
所以这就取决于你能在多大程度上遵循医嘱，多大程度上能够就是管理好自己的饮食习惯。那么基于此的话，你的那个，比如说你的高烧就会降下来。
And we'll feel more strength.
你就会由此获得更多的这种体力。
And our appetite will improve.
并且你的胃口也会大开。
If we stop taking the medicine.
而如果我们不再吃药，停止吃药的话。
Or we don't follow the diet.
或者我们完全不听医生的，就想吃什么吃什么。
Then our disease will persist.
那么这个时候我们的疾病就会继续下去。
So, we have to follow, you know, the prescribed doctor's orders.
因此我们必须就是要去遵循医生所为我们开出来的处方，开出来的这些医嘱。
All we have to do is keep taking a little step at a time. Then we'll progress.
而我们所做的就是每一次都一小步一小步的往前迈出来，那么自然而然就会取得进步。
All we have to do, moment to moment, is choose to be present for Krishna.
而我们所能做的一切，就是从这一刻到下一刻都想到 Krishna， 这就是我们能做的。
And if we notice that we're thinking and lost in the mind and that we're not present,
而如果我们注意到自己又在思考了，又迷失在心意的世界当中了，
we're present again.
那么在这一刻当你注意到的时候你又再次把注意力临在当下来了。
So you have to reframe the way you're looking at your life.
因此这就意味着你必须要重新的去调整你是怎样看待自己的人生的这种方式的。
Notice the times that you are present.
Notice the time that you are present, right?
Yeah, notice that. Even if it's only for a few seconds, notice that, oh, I was present.
所以说去注意到你的知觉临在当下这一刻的那些片刻，去注意到哦，在这一刻我又把注意力放在当下这一刻来了。
Instead of focusing on all the times that you're not present and then becoming discouraged, focus and notice the times that you are.
与其去把所有的关注力都放在那些你完全没有把知觉临在当下的片刻，然后因为当你去注意到自己，当你去想着自己，原来我都一直想到这儿想到那儿的时候，你可能就会感到非常的灰心丧气，就会觉得好像什么这种进步都没做到。但是与其这样去做，为什么不去想到你那些知觉是临在当下的那些片刻呢？更加去关注到这些时刻。
Right, and if we get caught in a reactive pattern of anger or arrogance, you know, admit it, reflect upon it later on, and do better next time.
而如果我们就是去注意到了自己又再次陷入到这种一而再再而三出现的心理和行为模式，比如说又生气了，或者是又再次产生了这种傲慢的心态，那么我们只需要去承认自己又出现了这样一种心态或者是行为，然后去沉思它，反思它，然后在以后再去提升自己的这种心理和行为的状态，就是不要再去做了，那就可以了。
Okay, next.
好的，下一个问题。Hari Vansa Das, Hari Vansa Prabhu 问的问题：怎么确认现在状态是 Krishna 最好、最值得信任的安排呢？还是个人认为需要调整现状才能更好的灵修 ？So Hari Vansa.As Prabhu is asking, how can I be sure that the present situation is the best and the most valuable arrangement, the best arrangement by Krishna, that I can really trust it's his best arrangement? Or I should really consider that my present condition still needs adjustment so that I can...do better in my spiritual life.
I wonder if this is Hari Vamsa that's married to Govinda Nandini.
是不是这位 Hari Vamsa Prabhu 是跟 Govinda Nandini Maharaji 结婚的那位 Prabhu 呢？
Well, you know, every situation that arises can only happen because, you know, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that there's five causes of action.
Okay, five causes of action. And
there's the mind and the body.
Mind, body.
The place. The endeavor. The soul. And the super soul.
Okay. 所以说，顾就说到，就是《国家梵歌》当中已经提到了，就是每一个事情，或者是每一个这种行为得以发生的话呢，它有五个原因，就是心意、躯体、场所，以及这个努力的这个行为本身，还有灵魂以及超灵，有这些原因的存在，才能够使得一个事情得以发生。
So whatever is can only be.What it is because ultimately of God's will.
所以说任何一个事情会之所以是这样的一种状态，那么它都在于就是最终这都是神的意愿，对，都是主的意愿才能够使得这个事情是以现在的这种状态存在而出现的。
Or in the 13th chapter, Krishna explains how he is the overseer and permitter So he's overseeing everything and permitting everything.
而在十三章《薄伽梵歌》十三章当中 ，Krishna 也说到，他监管着一切，并且允许着一切的发生。
And at the same time, Prabhupada said, "Man proposes, and God disposes."
然而同时的话呢，帕布帕也说过，谋事在人，成事在天。
So although Krishna is the creator, we are co-creators. He's fulfilling our desires.
What do you mean pro-creator?
You know, Krishna is the creator.
Uh-huh.
And we are co-creators.
Oh, you know? Co-creator. Okay, got
like
it.
Like a partnership.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So, could you repeat Guru Maharaj? So Krishna is the creator, we're the co-creator.
So, everything is ultimately Krishna is creating everything, but we are co-creating by our desire.
By our desire. Okay. 所以说虽然 Krishna 是万事万物的创造者，但是每一件事情的发生的话呢，实际上当然最终是 Krishna 的一个安排，但是我们也是部分的创造者，相当于我们跟 Krishna 是一起处于合作的这种关系，然后每一件事情的发生当中也是有我们个人的意愿在其中的。
So we have our plans, but Krishna also has his plans.
也因此我们有我们的计划，而 Krishna 也有他的计划。
So we may make so many plans, but our plans may not happen.
所以说我们可以做出很多很多的计划，但是并不见得每个计划都会得以发生。
So in that case, we have to admit it's beyond my control.
所以就这种情况而言，我们就不得不去承认，这已经超过了我们的这种控制范围了。
Yeah, so, as devotees, we want to create the best life, you know, the best arrangements for our spiritual life.
所以作为奉献者，我们想要就是为自己的灵性生活创造出最好的人生状况。
And so we do our best.To make those arrangements.
所以说我们尽自己最大的努力来为自己的人生做出这样的安排。
And then we also inquire from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu.
而同时的话呢，我们也去问询 Guru, Sadhu, 圣人以及经典 Shastra.
And trust Krishna.
并且信任 Krishna.
Yeah, so what you said is very broad, so I can't really give any specific advice.
由于你提到的问题是一个非常宽广的一个问题，所以说我也没有办法给到你非常具体的建议。
So I can only speak in general, you know, that you do your best with full enthusiasm and depend on Krishna and Guru.
所以说我也只能够以非常概括性的这个方式来对你提来回答你的问题，那就是尽你最大的努力来去做到，然后但并且去依赖 Krishna， 依赖 Guru。
And then Krishna says, in all situations, we have to tolerate happiness and distress without being disturbed, just like winter and summer.
不要紧。而 Krishna 也说过。就是我们必须要去忍受所有的状况，就像这个快乐和不这个痛苦，对，快乐和痛苦就像冬天和夏天一样，来了又走，也因此我们必须要去在所有的状况当中都去忍耐它，而不会受到打扰。
That's what purifies us.
这就是这些在净化着我们。
Right, so like once we get married.
这就像一旦我们结了婚
It was our choice.
Sorry?
It was our choice, you know. We chose it.
这就是我
Krishna permitted it.
这就是我们做出的选择，我们做出了这样的选择，而 Krishna 允许这样我们的这个选择得以发生。
And in marriage there's all sorts of difficulties.
而婚姻是所有的这些困难的这个来源，对，给予我们很多的困难。
And basically, the difficulties are there because we're all selfish.
而基本上就是为什么会有这些困难的存在呢？那就是由于我们是非常自私的。
So then we're forced to face our selfishness.
因此我们就被强迫了要去面对自己的自私。
So the mind may say, oh, I should get out of here, I'm not happy.
就是心里会说、哦、我必须要离开这儿、我一点都不高兴，一点都不快乐。
But if we take advice from Guru and Shastra, we understand that, no, I should stay. This is my sadhana. This is how I'll become purified. If I leave, I'll just create a similar situation and I won't make any advancement.
而如果我们的心里会说那就赶紧离开这儿吧，我感到一点都不开心，但是如果我们从 Guru 和 Shastra 那里得到建议的话，得到这个指导的话，那么实际上我们是应该留在这里，因为这是我们的 sadhana， 我们正是通过这个才能够来获得进化。而如果我们离开的话呢，反而就会在未来再次创造类似的状况。
Right, we have to remain responsible. We have to do our duty responsibly.
我们必须要继续的去承担起责任，必须要带有完全的这种责任心去履行自己的职责。
This is how we progress.
这就是我们进步的方式。
Again, I'm speaking generally. There's always exceptions.
当然，我都是去谈论的是这个总体的状况哈，它总是会有例外的现象的。
Okay, next question.
好的，下一个问题。Divya Shakti Mataji 在问的问题，感恩咕噜，请问心意和感官的关系是怎样的？ So Divya Shakti Mataji is asking, saying that, thank you Guru Maharaj. I want to ask you a question that what is the relationship between the mind and the senses?
Well,That's a long discussion.
这是一个很长的讨论。
But Krishna, just like we read in that verse in chapter 15, verse 6, Krishna explains how the senses, the mind is called the sixth sense.
所以说正像今天我们读到的那个诗节，就是《薄伽梵歌》十五章的第七诗节。Krishna 就说到心意被称为第六种感官。
And so they function together independently, they don't exist actually or function.
Oh, individually they cannot
yeah,
function.
Like, you know, if you didn't have a mind, there would be no senses, if you had senses and you didn't, if you had senses and no mind, it'd bebe. Either way, no senses, no mind, no mind, no senses.
Oh, got it. 所以说这个感官和心意的话呢，他们是必须二者相结合的一起才能够起效用的。所以你不可能光是有心意而没有感官，也不可能光是有感官而没有心意。
Just like no hardware, then the software doesn't mean anything.
这就像是计算机一样的，如果都没有计算机的硬件的话，那这些软件就一点作用都没有了。
Right, so the mind is like software.
所以说心意就像是软件一样。
And similarly, if you have hardware but you don't have software, then the computer doesn't function either.
所以同样的，如果计算机就只有硬件而没有软件的话，那也没有办法起作用。
And then without the electricity or the soul,the mind and senses can't function either.
同样的，如果没有灵魂所给予的这个电的话，电量，那么心意和感官也是没有办法起作用的。
So, the mind focuses the consciousness.
所以说心意focuses on the consciousness.
The mind, it focuses...the consciousness.
Oh, got it. 所以说心意是会把知觉拿来给注意到某个物体上，对，知觉是依赖于心意来去关注到某个事物上的。
So without the mind, the consciousness cannot perceive the senses.
所以说没有心意的话，知觉是不可能感知得到感官的。
Just like right now, you're listening to this class, I hope.
就像现在，如果你是站在听课，对吧？
the sound is going in your ear.
这个我讲话的声音就进入到你的耳朵里。
If your mind is attentive to it,
如果你的心意是专注在这一刻的话，
the consciousness will perceive the sound.
那么你的知觉就能够感知到我说话的这个声音。
But if your mind focuses your consciousness somewhere else,
但是如果你的心意是把你的知觉专注于其他事物上的话，
and you're listening to the sound outside, or you're thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow, then now you're not perceiving my voice.
那么你的心意使得你的知觉是专注于比如说其他的这些噪音，或者是专注于比如说明天你要做什么的话，那么这个时候你的知觉就并没有感知到我说话的声音。
So without the mind and the senses, the consciousness cannot experience the material level can't experience the material dimension.
也因此没有心意和感官，知觉是不可能能够感知得到这个物质世界的维度的。
Yet, the conscious, the ear doesn't hear.
The ear doesn't hear?
The ear is not hearing. It's the consciousness that's hearing through the ear.
Okay. 然而的话呢，并不是耳朵在聆听，而是知觉通过耳朵在聆听。
So the mind and the senses, they function together as one unit, just like software and hardware.
所以说心意和感官是一起在就是发挥着他们的效用，就像是计算机的软件和硬件一样。
I see we have another question, but I've gone over time.
Yeah, let's answer it next week then.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Narayani, Devadasi, and Sati, Mataji, and all the devotee listeners. All glories to Prabhupada.
感谢所有奉献者的聆听，所有的荣耀都归于帕布帕。
Hare
Krishna。 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。 Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。